livestock.
So
once they learn that, coyotes are super smart. Once they learn that, the whole pack learns that, they leave your livestock alone while eating, while maintaining the, keeping the ground squirrel population down and everything else around here.
Our coyote population isn't that smart. I mean, they know what they want. They go get it. They'll do it right in front of you.
They do a lot of it at night.
You can shoot over their heads all you want, and it's not going to make any difference. They'll be right back. I'm a big-time bow hunter, and I had a mama and two fawns come in eating some acorns there, and a pack of coyotes came in, split the group up, and tackled down the baby-spotted fawn right there in front of me, and I'm 50 yards away with a bow and arrow. Couldn't do a thing. And, I do not have a soft spot for a coyote whatsoever.
Well, you're looking at it emotionally as opposed to scientifically as what's better for the entire ecosystem. Prey species evolve to compensate for predator-caused mortality. In fact, the young fawn are considered expendables from a scientific standpoint because prey species can lose high numbers of their young without hurting the overall population. So coyotes kill the expendables, or the fawns. And to put it like in financial terms, that fawns would be like the interest. So they hunt ecologically. They leave the adults, the principals, on the landscape and eat the interest. Mm-hmm. But humans do the exact opposite. We kill the principal and then expect the interest to replace it. So it's the coyotes that are hunting ecologically, the humans that are not.
One thing about it, the coyotes in Alabama and the Southeast, they're here to stay. I mean, you can try to do whatever kind of trapping program you want, but they're so smart and they're so prolific, they're here to stay. And I think they can us as hunters, we've learned to adapt to them. They've been here long enough. And in some areas, they do come in, and do take a lot of the deer population down. And I think in those areas, a little bit of light trapping and removing some of them kind of balances everything out where we, the hunters, can still have our game to hunt. And there's still enough coyotes out there to keep things in batch, in balance. They're going to catch the weaker fawns, the slower fawns. And overall, that probably helps our deer herd out as well.
Yeah, in the studies that they've done tons of studies on whether coyotes are detrimental to deer populations. And every long-term study that's done, peer-reviewed study shows the same thing. Ultimately, that's even when you factor in the lowest fawn recruitment rates, it still leaves a stable population of deer in most places, and many, many places in the U.S. We have like 30 million deer here, are over carrying capacity. So even with the recruitment rates of 30%, leaves us with 6 million deer, which is how many hunters, new deer per year, which is how many hunters kill every year. So it's still stable.
Well, but you're looking at the apple too big. I mean, you got to take certain pieces of certain sections of land that may not have the number of deer that it needs and hadn't reached its carrying capacity. And
when it's even more important to not do indiscriminate killing based on what the studies are showing now.
Well, but in our state, Alabama, we're
62% of the coyotes, the study they did down in Fort Rucker had deer scat in coyote.
Well, but in Alabama,
scat and coyote, but that a lot of that could be roadkill that they eat, and there's no way to tell how much of that scat of the deer that they found in there was due to predation, because the majority of the deer they eat is from roadkill scavenged.
Well, in Alabama, a large part of our economic development in this state, we're a pretty rural state compared to, California, we're an agriculture-based state, and it's a $3 billion impact to our state hunting recreation is, and so it's important for us to have a good deer herd.
Get it, and that's why you guys shouldn't be spending a ton of money on predator control. And over again, it shows that it's a waste of money. Unless it's the only time predator control works, if you have a very targeted manner. But years of research and study in predator management shows only one solution to increasing deer numbers, and that's shooting less does. So we're always, we need to look at within ourselves for solutions rather than finding a sacrificial lamb.
Ma'am, let me ask you this. Here in the South, we're just covered up with feral hogs.
I'm going to start picking on feral hogs now.
They well, I mean, they do damage to crop land, to roads. They devastate a crop field, and
right.
So
devastate a pasture.
I mean, and they.
No, I see what you're saying, but the most of those got on the landscape were brought in by hunters initially, which is another problem.
But so was coyotes. That's how coyotes got here.
I think coyotes mostly naturally immigrated into places, but maybe they were introduced in some areas. I don't know. I don't, you know, have the facts on every single state for me. But
and they took over. They ran the.
And you,
the fox,
you know, he should be mad at his other hunters.
Yeah, but I can be mad at them for other reasons. I stay mad at other hunters, but you know, for various reasons. But these people that did bring in, you know, transport these live coyotes, live hogs into our area, release them just so they could go out and have fun, you know. The pigs are doing a lot of damage.
Well, I can tell you this, that the pigs are, it's the same problem you have with the coyotes and stuff, is that their breeding rates can increase when they're under lethal controls and lethal pressures. And now they're doing crazy things. Like in Texas, they just passed a law where you can shoot coyotes and feral hogs from hot air balloons. I mean, crazy stuff like that makes all hunting. It just casts a bad image onto hunting itself. And I don't know why more hunters don't come out against those things. Like, I'm a rancher, but I come out against these predator controls for ranching and things like that because you don't want your whole industry to look unethical. But hunters don't seem to come out. They won't speak out against things like that. I think it's a slippery slope argument they're afraid of. Oh, if we start saying that we don't believe in doing this kind of hunting, that next they'll think we're too animal rightsy or something.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on what part of the country, you know, that you're talking about. You know, here in the South, it's a sport. We love it. We travel to other parts of the country and do the same thing. And wherever we go, you know, these landowners are all together. They have problems with these predators. And you know, everybody wishes they weren't here. I certainly do.
Well, I can tell you that California is probably the healthiest population of coyotes anywhere. And so it's not that people don't think that they have an impact here of some mm-hmm. sort. And it's mm-hmm. not that they don't have their enemies here. They have tons of people that feel just like you do. But I'm just saying, even if you hate them, what we're doing doesn't work. So we kill like a coyote a minute in this country,
mm-hmm.
and it's not working. All we've done is created more coyotes. So I'm saying, even if you hate them, especially if you hate them, and you want less of them around, then you need to look at the biology of it and how their populations function. And leaving them alone, leaving predator populations alone, stabilizes the population, makes it better for all concerned.
You know, I think it goes back to Wile E. Coyote, the cartoon. Coyotes just got a bad rap. You know?
They got a bad rap.
You know, Coyote Ugly, where did that come from?
I mean,
the poor coyote, he just has a bad rap.
He didn't have a chance, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But I will say Wile E. Coyote must be the dumbest coyote I've ever seen because the ones I see in the wild are a lot smarter.
That is very true. They are super smart.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
but
we could learn a lot from them.
Yeah, well, I would think California, in my mind, would probably be the least number of hunting licenses sold in California because y'all are so against it.
I don't know. I'm telling you, if you go out, even from, like, I'm in Sonoma County, right? If you go in Sonoma County, just head a little bit north, you might as well be in Alabama.
That's wine country, though.
Exact thing. That's what?
That in Sonoma County, that's the wine country. That's where
right, but there's a lot of ranching that goes on here.
Hey, one quick question for you. I'm in the land brokerage business in Alabama. You know, I know what pasture land sells for in our area. You know, probably, you know, $1,700 to $2,500 an acre. What would good pasture land sell for in your area?
Oh shoot, I wish my husband was still here. Okay, how much is it there an acre?
Probably $1,700 to probably $2,400 an acre.
Wow. Okay, I could be totally wrong on this, but I remember him talking about this the other day. And I don't own any land. I mean, we're just hired hands, so I don't know. I'm not that rich.
Y'all are sharecroppers.
I think he said the other day something about having $10,000 an acre for some grazing land.
Wow.
You saw? Could that be possible?
Come to Alabama, buy some land, and hunt all the coyotes you want.
It could be. I could see land being that expensive, but you would never pay for it with a cow, you know.
Miss Kelly, we appreciate you calling. We're right here against the we got the show is just about to end, but thank you for your time and
come visit us sometime in Alabama.
Yeah,
we'll show you some southern hospitality.
I might have to buy some property there. It sounds like I might be able to afford an acre.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, you come. Hey, come talk to Rob. He's the land man around here.
I will.
Thank you, Kelly. I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye bye. Wow, I tell you what.